You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last we spoke about the Neidim Yehuda, that the Neidim was Machadish in Pasha Shlach, that the Rashi, that seems to be a stira, the Rashi says, what's the shear of Chala? Right? The Mishnah tells us 124th, 148th. Right? We spoke about 124th, a regular person, 148th by a baker. Right? So baker has 480 pounds, so he has to give 10 pounds, right? That's what we're right. We spoke about that there's two aspects I think last week, I'm not sure, but I think last week I said, Mistam, you have to make a bracha first when you give it to the kohen. So I looked around afterwards because I wasn't really sure. And it seems in Chuvas Arash, but it says not to make a bracha, kohen might not take it, this and that. But it says that the kohen, when he kohen used to give to kohen, he used to make a bracha. He said, it's no different than pigeon or ben, you make a bracha. What? I don't know, it doesn't say. So it's even less, the coin who eats truma makes a bracha. But anyway, yeah.
What are these issues with? You said yesterday with the
truma,
the
truma.
Because if it's truma.
Oh, so you want to know why you don't give to kahana because man is there. So basically, the din is really, there is a mitzvah to give to kahana. It's no difference. Truma is maisers, truma is, you should give to the coin, but. What could the kohen do with it? What? Nothing. Oh, he could. What could he do if you give him a bagel? He could use it to firewood. Nowadays, I don't think most of us would use bagels for firewood. Not because we ruin it, because it's just not practical. So so there's two problems. One is we don't know who. Yesterday Pesach said we don't know who kohanim are. Says, what do you mean? We give pigeon a ben to kohanim. That's true. Okay, so we're soymich on that the kohen who gets the pidgin ben, if Acham Everis, when the Mashiach at Tzidkenu will come and he'll find out that he's not a kohen, he'll give over the money to the kohen. He's zoych about the kohen. But over here, if you're giving it to the kohen and the kohen uses it and he's not a kohen, he did an issa. Secondly, the kohanim are all we're tamei meis. We can't eat it, we can't do anything. So of what purpose? So the kohen really doesn't want it. So the kohen's meichel. That's the pshat. Well, the kohen doesn't want
the. So the kohen gave it to a kohen. What did the kohen do with it?
So no, we're talking about not laptav kachala. Let's say reishis agez, zoy lechayam vekeva, those type of things. That has no kedusha, right? Zoy lechayam vekeva. We don't do it for some reason. That's a different shmuz. But actually, when you shech the bema, even chutzlarts, it seems the ikar din is you give. So the kohen used to give to kohanim. That has no kedusha on it. You could eat, right? But a kaponim, I guess he knew who kohanim. Word. They yelled that there were kahana miyuchas. Okay, so we said that one is to be matir. Let's talk about challah. One is to be matir the dough, right? We mentioned yesterday that, by the way, that so that's the shaila. What the bracha is lafrish truma, right? Or lafrish challah. It's a shaila. Anybody knows what their wives make? Let's see what they. What's what? Mina Issa? Well, okay, it seems like everybody does that. I forgot to ask my wife that. Okay. But anyway, the real Nusach is Lahafish Truma, according to the Beis Yosef, Lahafish Truma, which I don't know if Sfaradim, if they're Sfaradim, if they do that. And Ramah's meaning is Lahafish, Ramah Paskin is Lahafish Chala. Shala is, what does Chala mean? Does Chala mean the thing you're Mafrish? Or is challah the food, like we call, oh, I bought challah today. We didn't buy challah, we bought what's left over from the challah. So Goyin says, challah really means the food. Correctly, what we say challah, it means it. I gave you the wrong chelik, so I'll give you, that's why. I just noticed it was chelik gvav, not saying. But anyway, so one, it's matah the isa. Two, is it there's a mitzvah to give to the Goyin. So we learned last week the Neidim Yehuda that says that even though there's no shir midaraisa, that means there's no shir midaraisa to be matir it. In other words, even if you take the smallest amount, like we said, chita achas patarasakri is lav dafka, chita achas, could be a kernel, could be anything. Right? You take out a smallest amount, it's matir the whole kri. That's the din. But to be mitzah nesina, You have to give an asina yafa, which, by the way, remember, everybody was asking how much, I look, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zayin Gezunt brings from someone, should be a shava pruta taka. Says a shava pruta. Right? That cheetah would hold it's a shava pruta. But you should give over a certain amount. That's a derisa. So that's what Rebbe says. 1/24 is the derabbanan. 1/50 is a derabbanan. 1/40 or 50th, 60th by truma. But you should give an asina yafa because of the din to give to a koyin. That those shir madarabanan, but there's a minimal shir deraisa, so we'll call shavu pruta right now. Kedei nesina. That's what the so the question was. What we were wanting to last week is that there's a that it depends what it is, because what was the shah? Because the Maritz Chayes brings a raya from a few toisusim. The Tosfos says in a few places in Shas, we did this last week, there's a din of Ein Nesina Pachas Meshava Pruta. That's why Yitzush tells it to this. What you're paying for Hekdash, so Ein Nesina Pachas Meshava Pruta. Right? You have to give, you can't give less than Shava Pruta when you're mile. You're mile, you use Hekdash, you have to give at least a Shava Pruta. So Tosfos says, by Chalipin, Lamashal, by Chalipin says, right, with the Lashon Pasuk, and the Gemara says you can use a kli less than a shava pruta, right? What they usually use by a chasana to make a pen, a yarmulke, or a gartel. To some of us, gartel we wouldn't buy, right? So to us, it's worth less than a shava pruta. We don't wear it. It's some string. That's it, right? But lemashikin, it's probably worth more than the yarmulke. But a kuponim, right, on the market, that is. Like upon him, the you can use lesser shavu. The Tais says, how come? So over there, this or by get, v'nasim biyodet. So Tais says, certain places, it doesn't mean to give because you're giving the value. Just give that thing that you have. That's what it means, right? Like giving a get, you're not giving value. You're giving a piece of paper. So Tais says, same thing with truma. Chita achas poteres sakri. The v'nasim to give over there just means you're mafresh to be matah, and then you got to give it to a kohen. But it's not because the kohen's making money on it. So the Maritz Chayes says, oh, that's forkert from the Nei Behuda. Nei Behuda was machadish that you have to give an asina yafa. So we want to say in a chanami, that part is taka forkert from Nei Behuda, as far as truma, but not necessarily as far as chala. The whole Nei Behuda's diak is a rashi as far as chala. So you want to say chala is different than anything else. Why? So we said last week a Rambam, the two Rambams. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perkei, and a Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Perk Aleph. In Truma, the Rambam says, Bizmana Zeh, that all our fruits, that everything is Tameh, Wit, Mayim. So all you have to take off when you mafresh Truma is a Kol Shehu. Take off a little amount, just be matterit. No Indian to take off a lot. Why? Because what's the point of taking a lot? Well, you're going to give it to the coin. What could the coin do with it? Right? Well, the coin's not going to really use it for firewood. It's really worthless. So to take off a little. Right? In Hilchas Bikurim, when he talks about Chala, he says, no, you got to take off 1/48 in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlars. Take off 1/48. So the Goyim quotes a Shlah. I looked up the Shlah, whose quotes a Chredim, that the Chredim says, the Goyim answers it. I don't know the difference between Chala and Truma. Leis Nagar uses the expression of the Gemara. Leis Nagar, Ubar Nagar, the Yodel Mefekina. There's no craftsman who knows how to take this apart. I can't. And in the Chredim, it says a little more. It says that they went to the Marit, and they told him that people don't take the Huyir, but Pesach, they do take by Challah. They make a special bracha. And says, he says, it doesn't make sense. The Rambam's a Pella. Our Minig is not that way. We take a small amount. But the Rambam says it. So we mentioned, the Rav Eliashiv brings a sefer, I think it was called Isha Yisrael, that says that Mary the Chilik is so blatant that in Truma, what do you have to give Truma? On what? On anything. If you have one grape, you can't eat that grape. You have one grape growing. You take that grape, you have to take a part of it in Truma. Oh, so now, you can't tell me it's in the Sini Yaf, it's one grape. What are you going to give the coin exactly? But it belongs to the coin. Masha Inkin Chala, the Torah said you have to have a certain amount, right? We said, just say 4 pounds, whatever it is, of dough. And in that, the Torah wants you to have less than that. Why did the Torah give a shear to how much it's you need it to chayv? Because the Indian is to support, right? He brings over there, Rav Eliashiv, that the diak in Rambam, it says, in order to go ahead and give the koyin, that's the ikkar. Dikar the fresh to give it to the kohen. Mashing truma, dikar fresh is to be mad to it. Then b'mel you got to give it to the kohen. Right? Especially in Chinuch says the tam is, because you talk about bread. Bread is the staple of life, right? That's what kohanim need to eat. They need bread. So Memelu, we said that by challah, that could be a din d'oraisa to give to the kohen. So in this week's parasha like this, how do we know you give it to the kohen? So let's first, Shlomo, just one thing also. So just want to say over a machloikis. To me, I was always davar pasha, but l'maisa, I didn't realize others say different than the minchas chinuch. Thank you. There's a din like this. There's a din. Let's first see the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? Shin Lamed Aleph. Levim v'kahanim mafrishin maiserishin kedef ha-chumas maiser v'chein ha-kahanim mafrishin sha-chumas maiser v'chein la'atzim. A kohen that has tevel has to be mafreshit for himself. He himself has to be mafreshit. Where's this? We know that's the din. Where's it based on? So the Rambam, you give me a Rambam, right? Yeah. Sorry. The Rambam in Hilchos Maiser. It's a Sefri in this week's parasha. Rambam says, Levim v'kahanim afrishin maiserishin kedei lahafish man chumas maiser v'chein ha-kahanim afrishin shah chumas u'maisers la'atzman. U'lefisha kahanim noitlim min hakol. They get from everybody else. Yochol yochlu perasein betivlin. I would think, because I have a mina, it's a Sefri in this week's parasha, that they could eat tevel. Because we have to be mafrish tevel in order to, and then we have give it. Tamud lai mekein tarimu gam atem. Which is interesting, drasha, because we know Gemara darshan is this pasuk atem gam atem, right? So he says lamdu atem elo levim gad atem l'rabbis hakahanim. So they go into the Gemara darshan's different drashas, but right now is not the point. They answer the drashas, but the Gemara is darshaning the Sefri, I'm sorry, is darshaning that not only that Yisrael has to give, but levim kahanim from their peiros. From their produce, they have to give too. Ain mitzin a ma'aser. Then the Rambam says, Ain mitzin miyad a kahanim. Shenema ki sikhu me'ez bnei Yisrael. Also is a free. When do you take from bnei Yisrael? In other words, a koyin that's mafsh himself keeps it. V'chein kol matnes kuhuna, ain mitzin oisa mekoyin lekoyin. You don't take it out from a koyin to a koyin. Meaning, you don't take it from him and give it to another coin. Once we had a lach gimel that a coin has to be mafresh, you'd think he has to give it to a different coin. Kamashra, no, he keeps it for himself. Okay, that's basically. And over here, the nicer kalim bring basically that it's a drasha in this week's Sefri. Okay, now the Gemara in Bchoris on Daf Yud. So the Gemara Darshan's over there. There's a din of, we'll just see the Minchas Chinuch inside. For some reason, he brings it in. In Pidgin Petah Chamor. This is in the Petah Chamor, right? Petah Chamor means you have a person has, because the Chamorim helped us go on a Mitzrayim, so even though you don't have it by any other Behemoth Tmeya, but the first Behemoth of a Chamor has a Din Kedusha, or that's a Machloikas exact, what kind of Kedusha? But what do we do? We're poided on a set. Or anything else, really, but Chatchila on a set. And if you don't, then you break its neck, which is a machlokes hashem, is that a mitzvah, or that's just, if you don't do it, the Torah gave you, is it like, they tzushtelte, is a chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah, or chalitza is a matir? Or is that's the shah. But whatever it is, that's you do. So how much is the se worth? So Gemara goes into the value, the whole chakratayah, and at the end comes out, the halacha, you have to take, the Gemara says, just like by truma, there's a certain amount, right, 1/50th, one this. So too in Petah Chamor, you should give a certain amount that should be nice in order to give the coin the seh. In other words, don't person say, I had a nice gezunta chamor, right? And I'm going to be paid on a little shvacha seh. No, you should take a nice seh. Gemara gives shiurim for it. Right now it doesn't matter. Okay, so let's look at the Minchas Chinuch inside. That's number one today. B'shas shom daf yudav mavur, the tif daf yil kolshu. Hainu, im aseh shav a kolshko, mekom akum poidin boi. Whereas you could be paid even if you have a set that's a sickly share, a set that's worth Come on, nothing, but you can be poided. Avachas amuvur, then Gemara says Shchubin. Ein yofa besela, ein rabba chotzi sela, beinin bigilzer, berigya, dainu gimel zuzim. It's a shiur. For me, the kasha hilchus hilchus. He told me the lachas kolshu. The mean leil dai bekolshu matars. Can be balamalch, can be isum me'atzva. A guy does by himself. If he does it, it's good. But if he's coming to ask, we tell him, listen, there's a nine yofa, and I'm just like in truma, you have to give a certain amount. Okay. Hainu in Balim Malach, if he's come to ask, she eaten sa shova rigya, which is a value, imova part of the sakal should die. The gears is Ramban, he says, Logasil Khabrigya, Rashiyun the Yeshkhuk ben Ayn Yofa Tainra. Vatulokhir ben Ayn Yofa Rak Kosa Yeshvi should be gimel zuzum and shakom vu gumar dafka said dino ken. Of a mainless set, poida petachomor bakoldu, the cold dove, I'm sorry, rak beshavia petachomor. That should be the word of Shavachar. The loch chomer mehekdash, it should be more than hekdash. Velom meaning teres se lahachme, ela lahakel. No, the se has to be mekel. But other things, you give its value.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Avashiva pechom, poid bekol dovo, chayno. Okay, that's the basic aloha. Then, this is not the next paragraph, it's a few paragraphs later. Venira, this is the end of this shtickle in the Minchas Chinuch, in the new one, Sivkot and Dal. Venira, dezeh da'amu chazal, ayin yofa, okay, svaras rava, berigya, it's a man. Hainu dafka bevadai petachamor. That's a vada petachamor, meaning like this. The din is a petachamor is if you give to the kohen. That's the din, right? The petachamor you give, meaning the pigeon petachamor. Now, what if you have a suffix? Or, let's say she gave birth to twins, right? One's in the cave, one's a zacha. You don't know which came out first. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix. But since, what's the din with suffix? Suffix mamon lakula. You don't have to give. However, since it's a suffix iser, because it might be a petach chamor, you can't, petach chamor is also bana, so you poid it, but you don't give it to the kohen. Or you poid it to take off the kedusha, take off the iser, but you don't have to give it to the kohen, because then it's suffik mammon, and you can keep the mammon, because the pigeon, the seh has no kedusha to it. I should have explained that first. Whereas when you poid the petach chamor, the chamor is also. But once you poid the chamor, the seh, is you give it to the kohen, but the kohen can give it to you to eat. He can invite you for dinner after that. Okay? So that's the din, that you could go ahead and keep the chamar, the seh. Oh, so he says, Hainu dafka bevadai petach chamar. Don't ask Amu chazal diya dava choshev. Okay? Nasa shizeh. Aval sofek petach chamar. Demafrish tleh. Vuhula atzo. Ain't sashi an alalu. Sagi b'kol. Then you're not... You're not giving the coin. The purpose is to be maf to take off the issa, to take off the issa. So if to take off the issa, then what? Kol shehu. You're not giving it to the coin anyway. Ulein and truma yizbar lekaman. I don't know where that is. I don't recall such. The brafrosh laatzo mashach ein yofa ein ra kiven the machzik laatzo my ichbuslei. Now, so he's talking about a suffix. Well, you're going to keep it anyway, right? Let's say, in other words, like this, again, let's say a guy has fruits, right? He bought it in Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't know, was it a good hashgacha or not a good hashgacha, right? It's a suffix. So the din is, he's mafrish, but he doesn't have to go ahead and give it to a coin. It belongs to him. L'may nafkamina, his son-in-law, it was a coin, or his grandson, like we said, it was a coin, could eat it, okay? So, Minchas Chinuch, since it's a suffix, maybe he doesn't have to. What about if it's a vadai, but he's for himself, the coin for himself? Does he have to take off an ayin yofa? Does he have to take off an ayin yofa? So, in other words, a coin, a coin, when he's mafresh, truma is for himself, does he have to take off an ayin yofa?
We didn't
say that in the Ram. It just says he has to be mafresh. We didn't say he doesn't need a shear. No, in the Ram, we're. No, we didn't put it. Yeah, I'll read you the Rambam. The Gama, we didn't print it.
They give it to themselves, you said.
Yeah, but how much?
It's irrelevant. It's just monetary.
I mean, you're saying, what's the difference? Yeah. Oh, so what's it said? So the Chazonish says that those shiurim are not shiurim necessarily in supporting the Kayan. They're shiurim in the mitzvah, to make the mitzvah into a nice mitzvah. It's not what you give. In other words, it should be a nice thing. The Chazonish Tainas is that in order the mitzvah should be a chashuv mitzvah, you take off an ayin yofa. So even by yourself. Chazonish Imchayra says that legabe himself, a coin should be mafshir himself a nice thing. Now, so I my shver once said over a var, I thought it was his own var, I think it was, and a few days ago, Mamasha wasn't even looking on this shver, I was looking up something, and I found two svarim. When I, is the Pischa Zuta, who was a Hungarian that wrote beautiful svarim, it's known svarim, and the other was in the Marash Engel. I gave Yankov the wrong chelik, it's chelik vav. Okay, so we'll, but I took it, I photostated now. They bring Rabbi Kivega. It's unbelievable. We'll say out the kashas, and then I don't know where they got. They both bring Rabbi Kivega, so it's Nemanolai that they must have heard it from. The Marash Engel. Does anybody remember Rabbi Reinman? They used to sell svarim. Well, on a truck. Remember Rabbi Reinman? So he was an enikel of the Marash Engel. He was a very big guy in the Marash Engel. He lived in Galicia at the turn of the, you know, the last century, not this century, right? Anyway, so look at this. So we'll say out the kashas. Meimasai karen ishma ba'arvim eshosha kahanim nechnasen lechol bechumasen. Right? So first the Tosfos Yom Tov asks a kasha, why does it say chumasen? Kahanim nechnasen lechol chuma. What's that? Chumasen means their chuma. Avada belongs to them. But what do you have to say? What's the difference? A kohen can eat chuma. What's it got to do with his chuma? You're right. He's eating his chuma, but a kohen comes in. A Yisrael has some chuma. Somehow he inherited from his grandfather, who's a kohen, and he invites a kohen to come to eat sup. What's a mishnah? Some Tosfos Yom Tov says that's the lashon. Chazal said pit. You know, it goes into Hakam doesn't say piton, but that's his aura. Next thing is the Gemara brings different shiurim, right? Like the Gemara says, one brisa says me'emus hakaren shema ba'arvin mishosha ani nech nichnas lechol pitoy. When the ani goes to eat his bread. Fractais akasha, why? How could the ani eat his bread before he davens, before he says Krishma, before he davens, before he says Krishma? You're not supposed to eat before Krishma. Right? The brisa later on says, right, that a person should come, learn a little, daven, say Krishma, and then eat. We have four kinds of coolers. We say machan certain coolers. Chassidim are not, by the way. As much as you see Chassidim davening late, most Chassidim will not eat supper before they daven. Even if they have to daven late, they will not eat before they daven. Okay, but kaponim, you're not supposed to eat before Krishma. So fractisis, so taisis means lav davka, means the ani nichnas lechol, but he doesn't eat it yet. A little, you know, it's a little later after he says Krishma. Okay. Fracted Marsha, why did Tosfos wait till the Braisa to ask such a kasha? He should have asked it on the Mishnah. Memesai Kurish Mabarvis, Meshoshakanim, Nechnasa Lechel Chumasim. How could a kohen eat Chuma before? That's his kasha. That's Marsha's kasha. So Tzlach wants a taina. We mentioned before, they make a bracha when you eat Chuma. So he says it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it could be, you could do the mitzvah before. That's what the Tzlach wants to go. So listen to this verse of Kivega. Let's take a look at number two. Val Pizeh talks, Ainu. He says like this. He says, not like the Chazen Ish. Shenema the Kuli Alma, Eina Koin Mechuiv Lahafrish, Rakhita Achas Gam Lechatchila. When a Koin is Mafrish himself, like the Mayor said before, for himself it's a Kolshu. Shemaiti Oimrim. It's interesting. B'shem HaGoyin Rabbi Kivega is a Tal. Shemetaris Mashadikta Gmasisim. Reish Mesechs Brachas. Mavur B'shosha Kohanim. Nechnosan lechol b'chumasan. V'dikduku, which is the Tosfos Yom Tov's dik, al tevis chumasan. Devil lo memrak b'shosh nechnasu. Nechnosan lechol chuma. V'al pia nal nicha. De be'emes hikshu shom atosis. B'shosh ani nechnas lechol pito b'melach. Right? Haloha ani gufa masa yispalel, masa yom ha-krishma, the amrit zman achilasa haynu zman krishma. Im ken kushazu kosher gam al mishnah, right? This is the Marsha's kasha. The nakdu zman krishma shasha kanam nachnasim lechol chuma. Im ken nasa ispalo. I guess he means krishma. It's on meduyik. A kohanim. So he says, why don't you ask the same kasha by kohanim, just like he asked by an ani. It's not written that well here. Lechain shapet dik dik amishnah. He says mer dik avart. Hashir b'shasha kohanim nichnasim lechol b'chumasim. Hainu chumasan dafka. It means chumasan their chuma, what they were mafresh. When a koyin is mafresh his own, So he's mafresh. How much is he mafresh? A kol shuhu. Oh, mashem mafreshim truma mitvua shulahem dehem einem mechuyev lafresh rak chita achas, meaning a kol shuhu. V'hu rak ma'at. Umashru b'magan avram, this is a mistake, the Mar Malkum. As far as I'm pay test, Yud Aleph has, it's all about davening. And there's a magan avram, Rav Kiveg himself in Mishnayos brings it. It's reish lamed hey, sifkot and dalet, I think. That rak achila koidim, it should be koidim krishma. Over there, he brings a truma sedashin that ti'ima ba'alma is muta before krishma. Aval ti'ima muta. Oh, so very good. Me'emesai karenishma ba'arvin, right? Meshosh karenich nasan lechol. What do you mean? How could a kohen eat before krishma? Just like Taisa asked, there it says, Taisa didn't ask over here, because it says truma son. Truma means they're coming in, they're going to have a little snack before, give a little koyach, a little jump before they daven ma'ariv. What's that? Eat a snack. Somebody told me in someone's base medrash, that's what they do after ma'ariv on Purim by night, after before they read the Megillah, they bring out a little juice, one cookie, and everybody reads the Megillah a different way. He says, that's Te'ima's mutter. He's probably right. Aval Te'ima mutter, v'shapi yuchlakan lechol ma'at shuma, shumafrishan tvu shlem mishum devirak Te'ima. Oh, now, the same thing, the Sefer Marash Engel, says it also. He says, v'tiritz ha'goyin rabbi kivega. The Chayre Koshet, but he says the same thing. So my Shaila is like this. Now that we see that Rav Kiveg was naked, not in the way the Chazon Ish, what would he say by Chala? I can hear that Chala should have a different din. Why? Because over here, the Pshat we sang is, by Truma, the mitzvah is not the giving to the coin. The mitzvah is to be mafish, to be matah, and a mela, like Taisa says, you have to give it to the coin because it belongs to the coin. But in Chala, the Pshat is that there's a mitzvah that the coin should have this. So even though, you're right, he's the kohen himself, but self called self, the pshat is the Torah wanted a certain share. How could he be making the share? It was by truma, if we write that in Tosfos, that there's a difference between chal and truma. So truma, midoraisa, doesn't need anything. It's just, Chazal said an ayin yafa. So Chazon Ish learning, ayin yafa means in order to go ahead and have a nice mitzvah when you mafresh. The others learn, no. The ayin yafa, kiveg is like an ayin yafa, means in order to kohen should get something nice. What's the difference? The kohen is getting anyway, is all. So there's no need to be misakin over here how much. Masha inken chala is an intrinsic share. The Torah says you have to be mafresh a culture. You can't say, oh, because I'm giving to myself, who cares? So I didn't see, so in the Derech Emunah from Abchaim Kanievsky, he doesn't talk about this directly, but he brings up a skansa shailas. That could be when a kohen's mafresh for himself, it's not the pshat that there's a din to give, but he gives to himself. There's no din to give at all. It's just a din of a mafresh. He learns that could be the pshat and the safriyas just to be mata. Not so posh to me. I don't know. I didn't really chop. I just happened to look at it last night. I was looking at it. But I'll just, when I make a tzushtel, we were once sitting at a chasana, and my shver mentioned over a kasha from Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik asked the kasha, why does a Yisro, a kohen, make every day a bracha that he's a kohen? Just like Shalosani Akum, Shalosani Ovid, Shalosani Isha, a kohen should make a special bracha. That's Reb Tzadik's. Why didn't he make a special bracha? He has more mitzvahs than regular Israel. So there was a yid there, and he started yelling, what kind of kasha is a stupid kasha? He says, why? He says, because Kahanim have certain less mitzvahs than we have. What's that? He says, Pidgin Aban. He doesn't have to do Pidgin Aban. So I told him, you're not right. It's not true. It's not true. If a kohen marries a grusha, what's the din? The kohen's a chol. There's a din of Pidgin Aban on that kid. The only reason a kohen is part of a Pidgin Aban is not because he's a kohen. It's because his son is a kohen. But if you have a son that's not a kohen, there is a chiv pidgin a ben.
A mitzvah through an isra.
What? Okay, he did an isra. Okay, you're too pure, Dr. Goldwasser. He did an isra. That's the case. The Gemara has all these things. So what's the din? He has to be poyed. That's posh. It's Gemara's.
But you don't do a bas kohen. You don't do a pidgin a ben either. A bas kohen.
Yeah.
Was a son.
Yeah.
There's no pidgin a ben for that son.
a bas kohen. Yeah, yeah, because the rechem is right, but over here it was the rechem is not a rechem that potter is right. A kohen is potter, right? Only because the son is a kohen, but or the pet rechem. If you're married to bas levi or you're married to bas kohen, because the rechem, it's two things. But the pshat is the kid is a so now according to this Reb Chaim, what could you say that a kohen doesn't have the mitzvah of nesina? He's saying is that a shtickle will come out with that fellow. I just wondered what that fellow made aura, which is not so posh, because first of all, you have to know he has the mitzvah. How you count it is two mitzvahs, one mitzvah. If he has part of the mitzvah, is that called not having the mitzvah? I don't know. In other words, yesterday we mentioned. In the Minchas Chinuch, the Machlokes Ramban and Rambam is it two mitzvahs, is it one mitzvah? You count Hafrosh's truma, Nesina's truma as one mitzvah, as two mitzvahs. Okay, but anyway, what is Reb Tzadik answer? Tzadik answer is because the Poiskim say, what's the? Why don't you make a bracha Shasani Yisrael? Why Shalom Yasani? Akum. Why do you make a bracha Shasani Yisrael? Why don't you make Shasani Yisrael? So, what? The Gemara says, so the Pesachim say, because the Gemara says, Mutav Shalom Niva Mishaniva. Nimnu Vagam Mutav Shalom Niva Mishaniva. So Mimela, you can't make a bracha Shalom Yasani, Eshasani, because, you know. He says, so what's a Kohen going to make a bracha now? So he's going to make a bracha, Shasani Kohen, it's Mutav. Shalom Sani Yisrael, it's Miskabit Bekaloin Chavera. It's like, you know, making fun of Yisrael. You know, Shalom Sani Akum, okay, I know about Shalom Sani Isha. Don't ask that kasha. But you know what the Talmud Rebbe says? Shalom Sani Isha, because if I would have been Isha, I wouldn't have met my wife. Right? She says, so he said, that's the. But Koponim, so let me ask you a question. Somebody asked the Ger Rebbe once, why by Sheva Brachis do you say Yaitzer Adam?
You're not talking about you yourself. You're talking about Yitzhar HaAdam.
Yes, so why do you talk and make a bracha by it? So Ger Rebbe said, I married the Gevar. It's really based on the Tosis. The Tosis says, the Ger Rebbe said like this. The Gemara says, Nimnu Vagamru. They took a vote. That's the Pashup Shana Gemara. They took a vote. He says, okay, they took a vote. And then they decided. Who was? So the Marshal learns, no. Nimnu Vagamru means they counted mitzvah seseis. Count the loisa says. The more loisa says, harder to be a good Jew, right? Because the 365 of Averis, 248 mitzvahs. So he says that's only when you're a regular person. But a tzaddik is. Taisa says that tzaddik is no such thing as mutav shul nevi. Once you see a person's a tzaddik, so Ger Rebbe said, chosin is meichel lekol avanaisa. It's meichel lekol avanaisa is then he's a tzaddik and you can make a bracha at tzaddik.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.